In western Afghanistan, the biggest monument to Mullah Mohammed Omar has outlasted him. The Taliban leader went into hiding after his government lost control of Afghanistan, but in the city of Kandahar, an enormous unfinished mosque still bears his name. NPR's Steve Inskeep sent an audio postcard from the Mosque of Mullah Omar.
The Taliban tore down movie theaters all over Afghanistan and replaced them with mosques. And when they tore down the theater in Kandahar, they decided to replace it with a building the size of several city blocks. A single giant structure would hold a two-level mosque, an Islamic school, and a shopping center. A picture outside the construction site shows four white towers rising over the building, but the builders never made it that far. Now Umrajan guards the site. He's a soldier from the army that drove the Taliban from power. He spoke through an interpreter.
So what did the Sarabalano part as well?
They have constructed up to this place, up to that place, and then they left it.
But cheaper land is.
And then their kingdom ended, Umrajan says. He points out pro-Taliban graffiti that somebody left behind on the concrete walls. Somebody drew pictures of helicopters and wrote in Pashto, a good life to Mullah Omar.
And also there is something that the Taliban, Islamic Tehreek Zindabad, mean always life for our Taliban is Islamic movement.
Elsewhere, the graffiti declares, death to Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf and death to Afghanistan's exiled king, Zahir Shah. The authors of the graffiti have fled. And the red, green, and black flag of the former king now flies from the top of the enormous construction crane that hangs idly over the site. The Islamic Foundation that raised money to start the mosque still exists, but it's not clear when someone will pay to finish it. Walk up the stairs to the second level of the mosque, and you see examples of traditional Afghan construction techniques. They didn't have enough metal for scaffolding, so they propped up beams using hundreds of thin, gnarled tree trunks. You feel like you're walking through the forest. On the second level, debris covers a concrete floor much bigger than a basketball court. Concrete pillars rise toward the sky, intended to hold up a roof that the Taliban never finished. From the mosque, you sometimes hear music pouring out of the restaurants and shops across the street. The music returned as soon as the Taliban was no longer around to ban it. Some Kandahar residents grumble that the mosque of Mullah Omar is a monstrosity, a monument to one man's ego. Yet several times a day, the same people who work and shop in that bazaar come to pray here. We've never seen a mosque like it anywhere, say two of the faithful as they step into the unfinished concrete basement. It's huge, they say, and convenient, and even beautiful. The bare cinder blocks and crazy wood braces don't seem to bother them. Neither does the name. The mullah who leads the prayers at the Mosque of Mullah Omar says people have grown accustomed to the name. He says there's no way to change it. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kandahar, Afghanistan.
And you can see pictures of the mosque on our website, npr.org.